Hello, friend, and welcome to Daily Treasure, a devotional podcast by Sharon Betters, produced by Mark Inc. Ministries. This week, our guest writer is Jenny Marceline, and I'm your narrator, Jane Ann Wilson. Today's devotional is Quieting Our Souls, and today's treasure is But I have calmed and quieted my soul, like a weaned child with its mother. Like a weaned child is my soul within me. Psalm 131, verse 2. My heart sank as I read the article title on my computer screen. Why hadn't I thought of that idea? Of course, the author wrote a stellar piece. Again, I sighed. I couldn't even bring myself to read it. Jealousy weaved its way through my body like a viper's bite. I knew better than to compare myself, but the poison was already doing its awful work. Sure, we weren't in competition with each other, but somehow I felt inadequate in every possible way. Anger boiled inside my heart like a tea kettle. I was trying so hard to be good enough, but I perpetually found myself falling short. Rather than keeping my eyes on the next right step, I was digressing into despair. And this path led nowhere but down. When we start playing the comparison game or feel we aren't getting what we think we should, we land ourselves in a heap of discontentment and create the perfect storm for bitterness to take root in our hearts. The psalmist reminds us that when jealousy and selfish ambition rears its ugly head, we should take the path of humility. Sometimes in our striving, we can miss out on the most important gift of all, trust and joy in the Lord. A nursing infant wants to drink her mother's milk and needs it frequently throughout the day, but a weaned baby can snuggle close to her mother, not crying out for milk. She can delight in her mother's nearness. When we don't demand praise, recognition, success, or a speedy timeline from the Lord, we are free to savor His presence like a weaned baby. But when we chase after things that don't satisfy our hungry hearts, we are filled with disappointment and striving. Just as weaning a child can be challenging, training ourselves to calm and quiet our souls can be a difficult trail. When I weaned my oldest son, I gradually nursed him 1 minute less each day. This slow approach made the transition less abrupt, but took intentionality. So it is with our souls. We must gradually turn our hearts away from things that don't satisfy, even good things, so that we can experience the kindness of the Lord. What we thought we needed, we may discover, wasn't so important after all. As I confessed my sins to the Lord, I could exchange their weight tugging me down with the upward flight of forgiveness and joy in the Lord. I didn't have to be the best. And as I stopped setting my eyes on things beyond my control and out of my grasp, I could celebrate this friend's article. As I texted a note of encouragement to her, my soul could rest in knowing God was more than enough for me. Father God, forgive us when we're tempted to want to be the best in unhealthy ways. May we fix our minds on You and find our identity in being Your child, not what we accomplish. Let us walk in humility each day, fully secure in belonging to You. May we hope in You alone and train our souls to rest in You. Amen.
Well, friends, I'm Sharon Betters, and if you've been listening to Daily Treasure very long, you know that on Wednesdays, we want to encourage you to take a look at our Help and Hope podcast. You can go to helpandhopenow.org and click the Help and Hope link. And this week, we are introducing Anna Stevenson. I'm so excited about this conversation that Chuck had with Anna about her passion for a ministry that is really not an easy one. It's a hard one, and yet she has been compelled to walk into the ministry of helping girls who have been trafficked through human trafficking. In 2015, she founded The Path to Freedom, which is where our son, Chuck, who is interviewing Anna, and his wife, Melanie, are currently serving as house parents at the Magnolia House, which is a safe place for girls who have been trafficked. Anna says that it came clear to her that she had to do something for this dark, dark evil in our world after she met what she calls the One. the one person who had been trafficked and yet now was no longer just a number, just a statistic, but a young woman who had a hope and a promised future. And that's what Anna offers through Magnolia House and through A Path to Freedom. So I know that this story is going to encourage you. I know that this conversation is going to maybe help you to think about how you can help others who have been thrust into this horrific, horrific evil. And yet there is hope. There is hope through people like Anna. Go to helpandhopenow.org, look for the link for Help and Hope, and look for the conversation that Chuck has with Anna Stevenson. I'm Sharon Betters. Thanks so much for joining us, and I look forward to being with you tomorrow.